You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Money Halakha videos, where you can get this video and all other previous videos, as well as sign up to our WhatsApp group where you get the video sent to your phone, and email video newsletter, as well as sending in any of your Money Halakha questions, and you will get an answer from one of our qualified poskim and potentially have your question featured in a future Money Halakha video. Unfortunately, the videos were on a hiatus for the last 2 to 3 months as I was stuck out of the country. But Baruch Hashem, I'm back, and we will try and continue the videos as normal. The hot topic nowadays is coronavirus questions, cancellations. We've had many questions like this coming up, and I want to give 1 to 2 videos specific on this topic before we get back to the regular videos that we've been doing. There have been questions about vacation rentals, home rentals, people who left their homes couldn't get back to their homes, Pesach programs, vacation rentals in Florida, in Eretz Yisrael, canceled events, weddings, bar mitzvahs, home leases, caterers, musicians, as well as schools and playgroups, yeshivas and seminaries, the tuition. All of these are cases that have been coming up and have been affected, and we'll try and get to those. Today we're going to try and speak about the cases of a land where it has to do with a rental of something, as opposed to the next case video we'll try and do is when it comes to payment of workers or teachers or something like that. So the first thing I want to say is that whenever you're dealing with a case that involves two or more parties, we can't give a halacha specifically to tell you what to do. Why is it like that? Because we can't give you the halacha when only one side has been given over their argument. We always have to hear the second side whenever it comes to two people, because the second side may have their version of the story, and therefore the dayan or the poskim have to hear both sides. And that's what's going to happen in most of the cases of the coronavirus, because it involves two people where a payment was paid, whether a deposit was given or even full payment was given in advance. So therefore what we can do now is give you the guidelines and the tools of how to approach these cases in an educated manner, so that you know what is going on and what you can give a taina of, have a case of whether you're owed or not, and then approach the Rabbanim or the Poskim or the Bezdin if that comes to that point properly. Another thing is that it's very important to keep peaceful relations and not go into it quickly where it would cause a fight. Of course, that is not the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem does not want us to be having fights over this, even though it is important and a person is owed their money, they work for it. It is important not to make any machlokes. That's another reason why it's important to speak to a Rav or someone that you go to for guidance in order to approach a situation properly and in a good manner, as well as to prevent making chas shalom chilul Hashem in dealing with these matters, as everyone is in a very antsy people. You don't know what people have been going through, and people are very nervous because of the situation at hand. With that introduction, we want to go further and explain the cases. So one thing is that all of these cases, many people say this is unprecedented, this never happened before. These cases have had before, chas shalom, that we should have these, but in the past, it has happened. We have had pandemics, and the great Rabbanim of the past generations have dealt with these cases. So it's just a matter of applying those cases to these cases. So one thing is that when there is some type of pandemic or something like that, so the question is there a contractual agreement? Now, all of the halachas we're saying today comes from the Business Halacha Institute, as well as the Beis Havad Halacha, as well as local poskim who paskind for some of the cases in Eretz Yisrael, people who left. So the first thing we have to discuss is when a case is of contractual agreement, where both sides are obligated to follow through until the end of the contract. So in Shulchan Aruch it says is that it depends if the case was foreseeable or unforeseeable on both sides. If it, for both sides, it was foreseeable or unforeseeable, then both sides would actually suffer the consequences equally. In a case where it was foreseeable from one side, and they knowingly got themselves into the situation, then they would actually have to suffer the loss because they knowingly got themselves into it. There is one thing called Makas Medina, or force majeure, it's called, or an act of God, which could override cases of contractual agreement. And La Halacha, it's not obligated to be inside of the contract, and it has to be assessed on a per contract basis as well. Now let's get to the cases. One case is a person had a business, and he had to stay closed because he was non-essential, and now he wants a deduction of paying his rent to his landlord. So until now, it would be a Makas Medina, and they would actually split the losses evenly. However, going forward, it's a Machlokes Poskim of whether or not they can terminate the contract or not. Now getting to a Pesach rental or a house rental, so it depends like this. In a case where a person is staying in a house, let's say a person was currently renting a house, and chas shalom he died, and he has, and there's an obligation for it to pay rent till the end of the year, so the question is whether or not he gets his money back because there's no one to live in the house or not. So in a case like that, it's a machlokes poskim, and if he already prepaid to the landlord, then the landlord would be a muchzik, someone who's already holding the money, and we just keep it where it is. However, in a case where it comes to a house rental, like a Pesach program, not Pesach program, a Pesach house, where a person was going to move into a Pesach house during Pesach, and he just didn't go through with the rental, go there, whether it was in Eretz Yisrael or it was in Florida or wherever the house rental was. So we say, the Poskim say is that since the rent obligation never started, in the first case, the guy was living there and then he died. So the money was already there and the obligation already started. So we say that the money stays where it is. But in a case where the rental obligation never started in the first place, you never went to start with the rental. So the Poskim say is that you would be able to get back the deposit as well as the whole amount. Many Poskim also compare this to a case of where there was a wild fire through the whole city and all the city is uninhabitable. Other Poskim do say that in some cases you wouldn't be able to get back all of the money if the type of rental is not in a vacation place, which would also be in the hands of the Rabbanim who are dining the case. In a case of a wedding rental, it actually comes out is that since there was nothing started as well, you never started with the rental, and many Poskim say is that a wedding hall is not even that you are renting the wedding hall. All you're doing is just asking them to use their wedding hall. So again, no obligation has already started for you to actually have to come through, and you would actually be able to get all your money back for the wedding hall or bar mitzvah hall as well. Now, coming back to people who were stuck outside of Eretz Yisrael, who ran away, went to America, and were not able to come back, so you would be able to say that, hey, they already started their rental, so they have to follow through and pay through. So that's also a machlekes poskim. Some say is that since they knowingly left Eretz Yisrael, so then they have to follow through because they got themselves into it and they wouldn't be able to claim that there's a makas medina. However, the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, specifically, let's say, in Ramat Eshkol, they came out with guidelines of depending whether or not the person is going to come back or not. If the people were planning on coming back, then they would pay 50% rent starting from Chodesh Iyar. However, if they were never coming back, then they would be able to actually completely back out if they cleared out the dira and gave back the key. Continuing forward, we're going to continue in the next video and try to cover cases where it's an employment, whether it was teachers and tuition or caterers and stuff like that. Thank you very much and have a great day.